Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., all rights reserved.
And now, back to the man who thinks Wall Street could learn a thing or two about how business is done on Main Street.
Well, if the good Lord don't like the way I conduct business, let him say something. Let him give me a sign.
Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate.
Welcome back. 34 after the hour. Thanks for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. Always a pleasure to continue to be with you. Pete Sepp's back. Pete's our good friend, longtime original founding member of our Brain Trust. Pete is the president of the National Taxpayers Union, NTU.org, an organization that I have encouraged you for over 17 years now to support and to help them with their effort, which is very noble and important for small business owners. And he's our good friend, Pete Sepp. Welcome back to the show.
Great to be here.
It's good to have you back. Pete, what's high on your agenda these days?
Well, interestingly, the election. And I'm not talking about the 2016 presidential election. Rather, there is an off-year election in several states on pretty important ballot measures. And we're tracking them in places like Colorado and Washington State, Louisiana, Mississippi. These are all very important issues being decided at the polls. They don't have anything to do with actual candidates, but they could affect your wallet much, much more dramatically than many candidates.
Why would something happening in Louisiana or Washington State affect somebody in Kansas?
Because they're trend setting. That's bellwether
type laws.
Yes, absolutely.
If the states are incubators, you're worried that these could hatch out all over the place.
Yes. Now, some wouldn't be a bad thing at all, actually. Mm-hmm. There's an initiative in Washington State, for example, that would automatically cut the state sales tax by a full percentage point unless the legislature decides to refer a constitutional amendment to the ballot that requires a two-thirds majority or voter approval to raise taxes. That's an ongoing controversy in Washington mm-hmm. State. The citizens want the right to vote either by themselves on tax increases, or they want to have a supermajority in the legislature to do it, not just a simple majority. And the legislature's been unwilling to abide by the laws that citizens have enacted using mm-hmm. the ballot measure process. This is the latest attempt to try and get the legislature to listen. It's tough many mm-hmm. times.
Are any of the states working on a flat tax?
Well, there are, of course, a few states that currently have them. I don't know of any that we're actually going to go over to a flat tax for our graduating.
How are those working? How are they working in the states?
Pretty well, actually. There are, of course, 9 states that have no broad-based income tax at all. Mm-hmm. And then there are several others, like Massachusetts, Illinois. Colorado is very close to having a flat-rate income tax system. Varying degrees of success, because a lot also depends on whether the legislature and the chief executive are willing to restrain spending. You don't see that in Illinois, even though they mm-hmm. have basically a flat tax there with a surtax on wealthier incomes.
Right.
But Illinois is really an economic basket case. When you take a look at the
it's
amount of
probably one of the closest states, California maybe as well, to being bankrupt as any state in the union. Would you agree with that?
Oh, yes, definitely so. I mean, if Illinois were a sovereign nation, it would be among the top 10 worst indebted entities.
It'd be Greece, wouldn't it?
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, it's no exaggeration to say that Illinois is just teetering on the edge. And
largely because of the pensions.
Yes.
Very much like Detroit. Michigan's, has been that way. California's that way. So, Most legislatures now in America, though, the majority of them are Republican-controlled, right?
The majority, yes.
Okay, yeah. So has it been that way long enough to see any kind of a trend towards tax reform in those states in general? Not just the half dozen that are having elections this year, but can you see any trending out there? You know, Bob Novak said Republicans were put on this earth to cut taxes.
Yes.
The late Bob Novak said that. And so, what do you think?
Well, I think in places like Kansas, Missouri, Florida, we've seen trends toward tax cuts and tax reform. A lot of it has been outside of the actual income tax area. Mm-hmm. Like in Florida, they don't have an income tax in the state, so they've been concentrating on reforming telecommunication taxes, mm-hmm. which are very, very burdensome mm-hmm. in that state. You take a look at Kansas, they've been through some tax rate reductions. It was a very difficult long haul there with the governor. In many cases, it's Republican governors who try and take the lead against legislatures, either with their own party members arguing against right. them to cut taxes, or entrenched Democrats. I mean, that's what you're seeing in the state of Illinois. You've got a Republican yep. governor and a Democratic legislature.
Yep, yep. Pete, got to take a quick break. NTU.org, right?
Correct.
That's the website for Pete Sips, National Taxpayer Union. He and I will be right back. More reporting from this very important thought leader.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.